There was two beeches, a chestnut and a sycamore and a hawthorn had come down right across the road, just one great mass of timber, and crashed all over the top of a gate and knocked half a fence down. That completely blocked it up, and there was a tree just beyond it, about 50 yards on across the road. Down the road by the cottages, there was two or three big limes and a couple of horse chestnuts across the road. They finished up against the house. Or top of one of those oaks, and then an oak tree down further by
the pond. That was right across the pond. What
used to be the pond, it's all been filled in there, but that was all over. So, well, I knew it was impossible to get to work that morning because we'd have taken all day. I got to Knoll, right? And I spent the rest of the day, well, 7 or 8 hours out there, clearing the road best we could. No, I'd only got a small chainsaw. Well, I overworked that till I mucked it up, so we could use them. But that took us all day Friday. The best part of Saturday, because it poured over rain on the Saturday afternoon, I think it was, and Sunday morning. And we cleared this lot up here and down the road. The biggest of the trunk I couldn't get through, the JCB just pushed that round it off the road eventually. It fetched the telephone down. I'm always here. We was at the phone for about 17 days.
17 days we had.
And no electricity for 10 days. Of course, away went all the deep freeze stuff. We had to dump about 200 weight of stuff out of the deep freeze.
All our beans.